Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with
Trendy Trev. Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say. Give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country. I was welcome back. National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong to Delhi Mob. Going to jump straight in, have a talk to Lelania Tusa, our First Peoples artist, and how Lelania is using her talents to support Australians affected by breast cancer. On the line, my sister Lelania, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, sister?
So I'm down at the Gold Coast at the moment.
Okay.
However, I'm Gugielandji, born and raised up at Mothman, Queensland.
Deadly.
And I moved down here 3 years ago for better opportunities for education for my son, my youngest son, and
yes,
my older kids as well. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, my sister. So strong Gugielandji woman and, look, strong in the heart. And Rainforest people, a big shout-out to the mob up that way. And, look, thank you for coming to the program and talking about using your talents to support Australian affected by breast cancer. So please enlighten us, sister.
So I love painting. I've been painting from a young age. And so I thought, why not start painting on some footy boots, boxing boots, rugby boots, any type of boots? And so that led me into painting a set of boots to donate to Breast Cancer Network Australia. And that
beautiful.
Was through the Boots for Run and All community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a charity that's run by Natalie and her beautiful family down here on the Gold Coast. And they send out footy boots to Indigenous communities all across Australia, including Mothman.
Yes.
They've sent a couple of box loads up to the Mothman Sharks up there, Mighty Mothman Sharks, to donate to the juniors. And so from there, that's where that connection came to then give back and to recognise all of different Australians out there that do suffer from breast cancer all across. You know, we've got different aunties and different family members that have gone through that journey as well.
Exactly.
So I think we're no stranger to cancer within our mob. So I thought, why not give back and donate painted boots in honour of our breast cancer survivors across Australia.
Yeah, like I said, using your talents to support Australians affected by breast cancer. And look, our art is very strong. It speaks for us, you know. It speaks for our culture. And very colourful and very beautiful. And here it is on boots. And so I see it as a vehicle as well to educate as well as, you know, and promote our culture. You there, sister? Oh, you lost her. Lelania. Lelania Tusa. That's First People Artist. Just checking if she's there, Lelania. No. We'll try and get her back. Lelania Tusa. And she cook a Yalanji girl from up there at Mossman. And she gave a big shout to Mossman Sharks. And look, they won the premiership a couple of times up here in North Queensland. Big shout out to the mob. And yarn about her talent. And she's using her artistic talent to support people who are affected by breast cancer. And look, have her work cut out. It's very sad, but we have high numbers there. We need to bring those numbers down. But anything we can do to, soften the blow or make that journey as healing as possible, that's a good way to do it. And we'll try and catch up and see if she's there. Lelania, you there?
Yes, sorry,
hey, my
it must
sister.
Have cut out.
But all good, got your back, sister. I'm just saying, using your talent to support Australia affected by breast cancer, and when you look at our art, you know, it's very colourful, it's very very strong, it speaks for us, you know, and it's an educational tool as well.
That's right. That's That's exactly right. All of our art is, of course, to pass down stories, song lines, journey lines that are really important to us and our elders. And to be able to then incorporate this into boxing boots and to send out that message of healing and for each individual who goes down that path of breast cancer. You know, we have a lot of different family members that have had to go through that journey as well. And so I think when we tell stories and we do that through art, it brings us close together as not only First Nations people, but all Australians and different cultures that live here now in our beautiful country.
Exactly. 60,000 years. We're not going nowhere. In regard to your painting on the footy boots, did you have anybody take up a call from NRL or AFL?
No, I haven't.
Hello, where you going, boys? Check us out, girls.
Hopefully Josh Adokar or you know, one of them, Latrell Mitchell or someone might give me a call and be able to represent there. You know, we all love our NRL.
Yes, exactly, you know.
Yes.
And it's like it's a powerful tool. It'd be great if one of those brothers picked it up or one of those sisters out there playing WNRL or WAFL can support this cause as well and supporting our artists and the work that you're doing. My sister, thank you for the yarn. All the best. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you. Can I just add one thing with Breast Cancer Network Australia for anyone out there that's affected through breast cancer? They support Connect and Inform. You know, and we have about 150 men who also get diagnosed with breast cancer. And they also have a dedicated First Nations group to make sure that they're culturally safe and culturally appropriate in their services as well.
Good.
So I encourage people to reach out to the Breast Cancer Network Australia.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing, my sister. Doing fantastic work. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, sis.
Thank you. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye,
see
darling.
You later.
Beautiful Yanda Lalania Tusa, her name is First Peoples Artist, and she's using her talent to support Australia affected by breast cancer and painting footy boots and what have you. So to you deadly NRL players out there, AFL players out there, all you black brothers and sisters, you're going to support this cause and purchase a boot off that deadly sister, Lalania Tusa, and that way you can support people affected by breast cancer at the same time. So there it is, your mob. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Deadly. When you see us on the street, you don't really want to speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly. At a show, oh, now you wanna know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are. It don't matter, cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really wanna know us, cause we're black and deadly. You act like you never seen the Aboriginal before. Like you're not happy for me, now I got my foot in the door. They don't wanna see me do it, they'd rather hand me a beer, so I can go and mess my head up and forget a career. Oh, there you good go, stutter like the DJ scratches. I'm like a jerry can in the matches. Explosive, but won't take long until you know this. My royalty checks are the proof I wrote this. You give me dirty looks like you wanna fight me. Now your daughter wants to grow up to be just like me. I bet you hate me now, cause your boys and your brothers wanna date me now. I'm black and deadly, yeah, you know what I mean. If you don't believe me, bring your crew, bring your team, cause you think it's just a show. Cut the lights, close the curtain. You're trying to shut us down, but it's just not working. On the street, you don't really wanna speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly. When you see us at a show, oh, now you wanna know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are. It don't matter, cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really wanna know us,
black and deadly.
I see them looking down on me like I'm nothing but trouble, so I pull them up, attack, and give it back it on double. And they putting us away like any minority. But if you know the prison system where they're living majority, it's survival of the fittest, we the cream of the crop. From planting the hard seeds to the time that we're locked, we understanding trees while they choking my knees. An invasion of weeds who only wanna be trees. Introduce rentees, mixing up the species. Good way, we say, I'm a bunch of mixies. I'm French, German, Nepalese, Kanak and Cubby Cubby. The French don't recognize me, the Germans don't know me. Kanakans recognize me and say, hey, he's a Murray. Can anyone
Cause all I'm hearing is what an Aussie is. A lucky country for some, but for others it isn't. We die for our country, we fight for our country. Now the flag of our country represents another country. Religion flags people is only second hand, and they don't mean shit if there is no land. We don't own the land, cause the land owns us. We would drown without, it does fine without us. The values of this country is the land itself, and we selling it out for a false sense of wealth.
It's on the street, you don't really wanna speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly. When you see us at a show, oh, now you wanna know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are. It don't matter, cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really wanna know us, cause we're black.
It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's alright. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist.
I don't shout.
Getting there is what it's all about. I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me and my feet. It's faded.
We can do what Diddy at the traffic lights.
We don't linger,
we don't pause,
we give it a go.
Just because
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady.
I don't care if I'm late. No hurry up to the pearly gates.
Me and Mr. Zimmer, we're the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's all right. Never stay up late at night.
So I don't twist, I don't shout.
Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can.
like a man with a red walking frame.
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than a blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, we'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I sort you now. Come we must sit down. Oh.
Got the walking frame blue. Steady, steady is the best I can.
Yeah, steady, steady here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, a voice for our people to utilise at your mob. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at the top stories that's heading the news. After thousands of hours searching, Jared found his dad's phone number. The call left him physically ill. So check that one out. Scale of Australia's aged care, COVID deaths laid bare as staff prepare to strike. Anthony Coletti's admission as he leaves Melissa Caddick's Sydney mansion. Metricon taps advisors as home builder fights for future. What Warren Buffett is doing as stock market sells off. The housing crisis, Australia's greatest weakness. And the news in Ukraine, officials give conflicting accounts of attack on Russian train. Horror as undefeated boxer dies in the ring. Ukraine war, Russia moving the Terminator. Around city ahead of expected assault, says military experts. Australian cricketer Andrew Simmons killed in car wreck. Dog reportedly refused to leave his side. So there's the news, the headline news for today. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Maybe we're going to talk about what's happening in the news. Maybe we're going to talk about what's happening in your area with your mob, with your clan, with your business. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Great Southern Land, we stand on sacred ground and keep you bumping to these native sounds. From the land of the kangaroo, gonna show you how we ride. We've been a singing and a dancing since the dawn of time. So jump up on this ride while we fly like a spear, like the waters in the Great Barrier Reef. We keep it clear, we mixing and I'm molding this classy Kazi. Why? We modern combo gunners doing deadly here. Cause stop me when I'm coming like the snowy when it's flowing. Showing poetry in motion like a boomerang flying. Territories and states, be getting a taste. This modern day corroboree will hit your ear like a
dead weight. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground. We're living on borrowed time, and the winds have changed. They're blowing down the line.
Rock the Southern Cross with black, red, and yellow flowing through my veins. A big red blue, yeah. To make me a warrior leader, transcend a monster with an IQ only rivaled by a few. A dreamer, a hustler, a schemer who likes to stay true. Forget everything in you, street warriors, we the truth. Listen to what we say, you won't wanna leave. You see now, this is a new day.
A solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
Place a connection to the land. We welcome and share with the races. This is what Australia's about, yeah. This is where we stand. The respect laws, the ancient ones before us passed them on. The land of the dreaming, aha. We now bring by song. We bring unity for all future generations. This is for everyone, for you, 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 and all your nations.
Standing on a solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
Look at
Rob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Deli Track Island song going to tell you Torres Strait Islanders at them. Big shout out to Mopumli up there with Dunley Island Arab. Salapit Mob, thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. NRL happening this weekend. What have we got? Knights playing Broncos. That's happening tonight. Home game for Knights. And don't forget, Knights have taken on Milford, who'll be playing against Broncos. So there it is. Check it out. Maybe getting sweet revenge. See how we go. But Broncos on a roll there. West Tigers up against Bulldogs. And that's happening tomorrow night. And with a new coach, you've got Michael Potter, who's come on board after Trent Barrett left the scene. And I think a lot of coaches are in that same boat if they're not careful. Eels will take on Sea Eagles, Manly. So Parramatta Eagles up against Manly, happening tomorrow night. And then on Saturday football, we've got Dragons up against the Warriors. Cowboys up against Storms in Townsville. And Cowboys on a roll, five games winning, and now taking on Storms, who lost last week against Penrith Panthers. So there should be a good game there. The Roosters do take on Panthers. Panthers on a roll, now top of the table. The Roosters had a deadly win last weekend, so see how they go. Rapidos up against the Raiders on the Sunday, and Titans up against the Sharks. So there it is. Hope your team wins, and it's about using that fantastic motivation to better yourself in life. You don't have to use football to be a footballer, but success principles and putting the head down, bum up for the grind in regarding chasing your goals and chasing your dreams. That's what it's all about. And we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field. So give us a call. Tell us what you're doing, what your aspirations are. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, daily track there, Black Fella, White Fella, Warrumpy Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong New Mob, 1-800-422-416, the daily number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 0457140550. And the brother's a bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. You can also communicate with us via our Facebook page, BBM 987FM. All right, now water pollution on the reef and improving the water quality in the Great Barrier Reef catchments. We're going to talk to Australian Marine Conservation Society Great Barrier Reef Water Quality Campaign Manager. That's Jamie Webster on the line. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. Good morning. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based, Jamie?
I'm in the sunny coast at Mooloolaba.
All right. We're in Cairns here, far north Queensland, with the front gate to Great Barrier Reef in regard to tourism, what have you. So let's talk about water pollution on the reef and to improving the water quality in the Great Barrier Reef catchments, please, sister.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, in April this year, the government, the Queensland and the Australian governments, released their report card.
Mm-hmm.
And they release this every year, reflecting on 2 years prior, the condition of both inshore water quality and some corals and seagrasses. And they also report on the amount of landholders that have changed their practice to improve water pollution. So that's really what we use every year to check, to track the progress.
Sure, exactly. And I suppose we're all in this together regarding looking after our waterways, looking after the reef. And like I say, up here in far north Queensland, a lot of the tourism operators, of course, they run by strict rules and regulations in regard to conservation and supporting and looking after the reef. It is a team effort, isn't it? You there? Hello? Oh, Jamie. Lost Jamie. Having a dilly yarn. We'll try and get Jamie back and continue that yarn. Jamie Webster, she's Great Barrier Reef Water Quality Campaign Manager, and we're talking about water pollution on the reef. And when we're talking about global climate, yes, it is real, but we as human beings, we need to nurture Mother Earth, and that's the waterways as well, to keep it alive, and especially for our grandchildren to come. That's what it's all about. Got to do our bit, you know, and stop the pollution in all facets, in the air, in the, on the land, and in the water as well. So we'll try and catch up with Jamie, continue that yarn, but stay tuned here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
All right, welcome back. We're going to catch up with Jamie Webster. Lost her there, but she's back online. Jamie, you there, sister?
I am. Sorry, I thought you might have been sick of me already.
No way. I think we got flooded in, pardon the pun, but all good. So talking about the waterways and reef improvement and protecting the Great Barrier Reef catchment, it is a team effort, isn't it? And when we look at, I know up here in far north Queensland, tourism operators, they run by strict rules and regulations, but they do their bit as well to nurture and support and conservation in regarding the Great Barrier Reef and the waterways. It is a team effort, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Just the sheer size of our Great Barrier Reef and then the catchment area, so all that area where water drains from the land into the sea, is even bigger than the reef itself. So all the people that live, operate, work, play in the reef and the catchment, you know, it is a big combined effort from all.
So I suppose we also look at the land content and what we're doing on the land in regard to waste, in regard to chemicals and what have you, because if it goes into our drain, goes into our creek, then goes into the ocean, so to speak, it can be damaging, can't it?
Yep, for sure. Yep, you said it. So what we do on land can eventually end up in our waterways. Anything that can run off or infiltrate groundwater ends up going down into the sea. So on land and predominantly in the reef catchment, it's primarily agriculture. So about 80% of the reef catchment is under ag. So therefore, we look at those water quality pollutants that leave agricultural lands and end up damaging seagrasses and inshore corals of the reef.
I'm looking at the Queensland government enforcing the support and the conservation of the waterways and reef, $42.5 million to compliance, and also the Australian government ramping up investment, recently announced $579.9 million. Look, money is the tool, a fantastic tool, and we need that that finance to operate in the space. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the investment that's been put forward for water quality over the last decade is huge.
Yes.
It's really substantial stuff. So what we've got to do now is make sure that that money is actually going to projects and going to people that are making change happen, that are actually improving the quality of water. A lot of money, but let's make sure that it's going to projects that make a difference.
Exactly. Jamie, so you're Australian Marine Conservation Society, Great Barrier Reef Water Quality Campaign Manager. How long have you been in that role, Jamie?
Coming up almost 2 years now, and it's a fantastic role.
Enjoying the journey, yep.
Great bunch of people. Yeah, absolutely love it. I think the reef is bloody spectacular. I've had Yeah, I'm very lucky in my life to have worked on the Murray-Darling Basin and now the Great Barrier Reef. So
yeah, fantastic. Water. And look, precious water is in all facets, fresh and salt water, you know, marine life and what have you. And also with, do you find that there's a lot of space there for First Nation people, traditional owners? They're at the table and they need to be?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've got a lot of Indigenous ranger programs that are already set up around the reef that can do a lot of these water quality projects as well.
Yes.
Out there on the ground, know what's going on and have access to people and the waterways. So I think Indigenous rangers and traditional owners, you know, have a huge history and yes. A very important history to learn from in regards to fresh salt and the interactions of those two types of water.
Exactly. Like I said, team effort. Jamie, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you, Trevor, and to your listeners for having me. Let's keep fighting for our reef.
Lovely. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Jamie Webster, her name is, Great Barrier Reef Quality Campaign Manager, and talking about water pollution on the reef and protecting the catchments and the waterways and the ocean and Great Barrier Reefs. That is a team effort, your mob, looking after planet Earth. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Got about 18 minutes left on the program. Too deadly.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, big shout out Thursday Island Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program. It is your program, National Talk Black. And steering the ship, that's all I'm doing. So have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bumbrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Now, Moreland City Council to ditch a slave plantation plantation link with ratepayers to choose new Wurrung name. We're going to catch up yarn now with Andrew Gardner and Deputy Chair of Wurundjeri Wurrung Cultural Heritage Aboriginal Corporation. Have we got the pronunciation there right? Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good
G'day, Trevor. Talking to you again. We had a chat last year about treaty stuff, but today's about the change of the name for the Moreland Council.
Yeah, good, brother. Good, good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Andrew?
Wurundjeri clans of the Wurrung people around Melbourne.
All right, beautiful, brother. So, look, fantastic. Choosing a cultural name there, traditional name. Look, it's just making headways, doesn't it? Just builds that bridge stronger and our existence stronger as well.
It is. We did a presentation to council in December last year based on the research that we'd been provided with and undertook ourselves just to fact check about where the name Moreland came from. It came from a slave plantation, a sugarcane plantation in Jamaica, which used black African slaves to do a lot of the work.
Yes.
One of their descendants, not the slaves, the plantation owners, came to Melbourne, 1839, and progressed to a bunch of other people over 2 years, displaced our people, our ancestors from our traditional country. So there's global slavery associated with the name Moreland, and now purposeful dispossession because our people were pushed off country.
Well, exactly. When we talk about global recognition, and a global people at the table, so to speak, but also it educates and it tells the history, and whether it be good or bad, black or white, but the history is the history and needs to be told.
That's right. So we were. We said that we would contribute some names that could be proposed. The council could go to the people, the ratepayers and residents, to choose a name. We provided that on Saturday. So we did a formal ceremony with them. We provided those three words, which our elders and board members approved. They've taken that on board in a special council meeting just after that ceremony.
Mm.
And as of Monday, they've been putting that out to the community of Moreland. Soon to be changed name.
Yes.
They've already had 300 responses.
Fantastic. Yeah, beautiful. Would there be any connection contact to people who come from Jamaica, you were saying?
No, we haven't had any contact with them.
That'd be worth looking at, wouldn't it?
Enough about it either, but we've spoken to descendants of the McRae family.
Okay.
Some of our communications have been, it was a little bit like that, rub our family name into the dirt, but we said, look, we're not trying to do that. We're trying to establish the facts.
Sure.
And the facts are that person came here, took over a piece of land. He didn't actually buy it from our mob, so
exactly.
Acquire it. Put that aside.
Exactly.
Our people are pushed off.
We're here making the wrong right. That's all we're doing, and
That's right.
Making Australia, non-Indigenous, government, what have you, all accountable and across the globe, you could say.
That's right. So the Minister for Local Government in Victoria was supportive once they understood the background of the name wrote to the council and advised they were supportive. As long as the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people were involved and there was community consultation.
Good.
We've been involved. We've provided three names. They've taken that on board and they're going to the community to get some feedback about which word could actually be the new word for the council.
Exactly. Beautiful. Well, it was fantastic work and thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to the TOs there. My brother, you are kicking goals and that's what it's all about. And look, it inspires all nations across this country to stand up and be strong, my brother.
Yeah, thank you very much, Trev. Really appreciate having the opportunity just to share that with our mob.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. And we'll be in touch, Andrew. You take care. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, bro.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Andrew Gardner, his name is Deputy Chair Wurundjeri Woiwurrung Cultural Heritage Aboriginal Corporation, and talking about Moreland City Council to ditch slave plantation link with ratepayers to choose new Woiwurrung name. And there it is, fantastic, and that's what it's all about, And like I said, Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history of history needs to be told, and that way it's a bridge build as well, walking together. Are we one? Are we not? Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Ja Boy. JW. Yeah.
Why? Tell me why.
Tell me why. my baby.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down on my island town, that lonesome feeling comes through my door. The whole world turns, yeah, it turns blue. There's a rundown bar in an old beach shack, and a table for two.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Island Moon, Brooks and Dunn cover by Justin Wellington featuring J-Boy here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. Let's catch up with someone on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, brother. Yeah, brother, you read a little bit about rugby league, and I turned on my mobile, and I had a choice. I like
a choice.
Bill Gould's deception is lying when our brother boy
Trent Barrett
about the sucking nail, and I had a choice. I didn't go into that. I went to I'm in a way spoilers.
Life is choices, isn't it?
Yeah, brother. And brother, this time last week I was on my way to Darwin. I come back on Tuesday. I went to pay my shop and, you know, I always get up, choked up and that. I went to Kathy Mills, Lee McGuinness' funeral, and I won't say that she's Joe McGuinness' Cassie, niece. I'll say Joe McGuinness is her uncle, because I say that she had an identity all of her own, and I know, like some of us into recovery and sobriety, some of us get selfish and we say, oh, I don't care what anybody say, but I'd like to say you respect the opinion of good people, brother. I'm choking up again. She was one of those, brother.
Yes.
And she was at one time a NAROC Person of the Year, She was a NAROC Person of the Year. But anyway, brother, I heard brother there, Tony Gibbs call, and you know, 99% of the time, you know, when you tell a black fella that somebody was talking on the radio, they take it the wrong way. But thank you for that compliment, Tony. I think that's stuff for Shirley Hood, and Sean Tulber, that's comedy stuff, what they say. But he said they spoke complimented to me. And yeah, brother, probably tomorrow I want to talk about it. He was talking about Solomon Island, and I wanted to compliment that. But I forgot what I was going to say about Kathy. Yeah, because we can, and I did, and it's the opinion of good people that we respect. But I went there, and I was very moved by the funeral. But I come back on Tuesday and I'm back. Maybe I could call in, my brother. Thank you very much, brother.
No, thank you, my brother. Good to hear your voice. Sol on there, regular caller here on National Talk Black. Haven't heard from the brother for a while, but make some good points there. And give a big shout out as well to Tony Gibbs there, my brother. This is Trendy Trev here about the sign off your mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, 1-800-422-416.